Neither will our first guest. In March 1999, Simon Mayo broke the world record for hosting the longest ever radio show. He was on air for a whopping 37 hours, and Chris Moyles and Dave Vitti are going to try and break the record in the name of Comic Relief. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Fred.
How
morning,
are you?
Anna.
Hi.
Have you got Dave with you, Chris?
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Dave. Good to talk to you again.
And you.
How's tricks?
All right, thank you. We're just limbering up for this marathon broadcast.
All right, I've got to ask you. And I know
forget that. How is Big Glenn?
Big Glenn's great.
My best friend's called Minuscule Martin, which is quite a coincidence.
Big Glenn is actually a Munro. He's 3,000 feet high.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a tall boy.
That's his size, isn't it?
Yeah, he's massive. But mind you, I'm talking above sea level.
Do we have any indication of the height of Katie McDonald?
How big is Katie?
She's about 5'6".
Medium-sized Katie.
Yeah.
We don't say 5'6 is medium.
No, we say that's quite tall.
Big Katie.
Yeah, Big Katie, they call her.
Guys, have you ever been awake for 37 hours, never mind broadcasting?
No, I haven't. No. I'm quite a late night person. I don't get a lot of sleep anyway. Dave and I don't get much sleep. Uh-huh. I get less, but no, I've never been awake for this amount of time. Let alone had to talk and work and all of that. So
I don't know how you guys are. If I've got something that I know that I really have to get a good night's sleep beforehand, I'm kind of thinking I really need to sleep, and that's all that goes through my mind. And then suddenly, 5 hours have gone past and I'm still awake.
That's always the problem, isn't it? The harder you try and sleep, the less you get, traditionally. Yeah. So we're trying our best to be relaxed in the next couple of days, just so that we try and bank a bit of sleep. But there's not really anything that we can do to prepare for this.
No.
I'm going to have a night with my friend Jack.
Are you?
Yeah.
Big Jack?
Big Jack.
He's about 5 foot seven, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's got an inch on Katie McDonald then. That's good.
Are you going to be sitting in the one studio? Are the other presenters going to be coming into your studio, Chris? Or
yeah.
Are you going to move about?
The way we're going to do it, Fred, is so we're in the studio for our normal show, and we're going to have the cameras in as well, so it's going to be on the website, and the red button, so people can watch us playing DJs, which is quite a surreal thing. So then, at 10 o'clock when we normally finish and we hand over to Fern will come in and sit with us, and me and Dave will just remain where we are, and then we'll play with Fern for a few hours, and then she finishes, and then Greg, who's on at one, he then comes in, and Scott Mills comes in at four. So that's how we're going to do it. And so I'm kind of hoping that some of these DJs feel, you know, kind of take over a little bit. But I think there's so many stupid rules that I think we have to speak like every minute and things like that.
Crikey. And
that's every minute?
That interferes with the music.
So
it?
If you get it, well...
just like still here.
Which is weird because it's not normally a problem that you associate with this show, is the music and talking interfering with it.
But am I right in saying that in this kind of challenge you get a 5 minute kip? Or do you get 5 minutes an hour?
You can
bank it up.
5 minute break every hour. So normally we're like, we just finished a 3.5 hour show today.
Yeah.
Imagine that, Fred. 3.5 hours. How long is this show?
90 minutes.
Unbelievable. What a gig. Seriously.
Chris, do you know I don't need to be in here until 9:30, 9:45.
Unbelievable. My heart bleeds. Yeah. It really does. Well, we're what was the question? I forgot.
The question was, what are you going to do with your 5 minutes kept?
Oh, well, yeah, going to store them up. So this time Wednesday, we'll have done 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I won't need a break. So that'll be a nice little 20 minutes that we've banked up and stored up. And then they're telling us little power naps, 20-minute power naps are good. So I'm going to take little half-hour off-air breaks and try and sleep. I don't know if I'm going to sleep, though, but I'm going to have a lot of showers.
Yeah.
Just to excite the female audience this morning.
Even just to get out of the studio. Uh-huh. I think even if we just take a 5 or 10 minute break and go for a little walk around the block and just get some fresh air, because the problem that we have here is that the studios are in the basement. There's no windows whatsoever, so that in itself is quite difficult. Yeah. So we'll just need some air.
It's not so much a challenge, it's more of an incarceration, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's horrible.
It is. It's like being in solitary.
Have you spoken to people that are experts on sleep deprivation? At what point do you start hallucinating, do you know?
Well, here's the interesting information, which is very worrying. So I spoke to a doctor friend of mine who got a little bit obsessed with the idea and went researching it and came back and said to me, there's little or no research about staying awake. There's research about sleep deprivation and trying to sleep, but there's very little research about purposely trying to stay awake and how to do that and the best thing to do. do. And the main source of research is the best way to describe it, seems to be from certain countries' military to do with interrogation tactics. So that's the main kind of source of research, which is basically... so, like Jack Bauer in 24, that kind of thing. But what they're saying is a lot of it is sensible, because a lot of it, because people are saying, oh, just have loads of coffee and stay awake, but you can't do anything which will make you crash. So if you have a sugar rush and you go up, you're going to have to come down the other side. So you have to try and keep a steady constant. So it'll be, and instead of having a big meal, it's best to snack on things. So
bananas,
nuts and fruit and all that
boring stuff. Because I thought this would be great. I'd be eating burgers and chips and hot dogs and all that donuts. And they go, no, you can't do that, because you'll have a rush and then you'll come down. So protein shakes and water and fruit and, you know, snacking on peppers and boring.
Do you know, I caught a movie recently, and it was Samuel L. Jackson and Michael, is it Michael Sheen? And it's Samuel L. Jackson is basically a torturer.
Right.
And now I've got a visual image of you guys sitting in this basement studio getting your fingernails ripped out.
All in aid of comic relief. Yeah. Lucky us.
Yeah. We're going to be talking later on this morning about how you can boost your energy, because Rod Stewart has said that he's feeling it bad this time around. So I think that, you know, don't be a dad when you're in your 60s and maybe got something to do with it, Rod.
Oh, well, yeah.
But we're going to be joined by an exhausted new mum, so she'll maybe have some tips. If I get any, I'll email them down to you.
Please do.
Because that's the thing, we can't prepare. There's nothing we can do to prepare, apart from, as you say, trying to get a good night's sleep Tuesday. So that's the worst. Like, in any other thing, if you were doing, you can prepare to a certain extent. And, of course, the worry is... you know, I mean, like, this the equivalent for you, Fred, will be doing like a two-hour show.
No, right through to lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
And just, so you have all the sympathies I can muster. Really.
This is like a year's worth of shows for you.
I'm laughing, and I don't know why, because the listeners are going, he's bloody right. Christmas has hit the nail on the head.
It's all about
there's no
the
music. See, you could just put... I'm surprised that you've got to kind of interrupt every minute to say, still here.
Well, it's not like not during the songs, but like, but that rule is for, let's say you get a guest in and you go, do you know what, let's get a guest in who can talk or tell jokes. So we get Jimmy Carr in, and then he does 5 minutes. So they're going... So to avoid that, they're like, you have to be on every minute.
Right. Given that it's comic relief, are they going to bring along surprise guests just to kind of keep you
amused? God love them. A lot of the comics are going to come in. Like, Jimmy's coming in and Paddy Keelty's coming in. And then we've got a lot of the kind of pop stars of the day. Holly Murs is coming in and people like that. And
Davina McCall's going to come in and keep
that's always
going.
Good chat.
Davina, God love her. Yeah. She rang me and said, right, what's the worst time of it? I will come in and do that. So Davina's going to come in at midnight on Wednesday night and do 2 hours with me and Dave, which is very sweet of her.
Oh,
Lorraine Kelly, nice? Is Lorraine going to pop in?
Do you know, I haven't heard from Lorraine yet, but hopefully she'll
It'd be
pop
nice
in.
If she did.
Yeah. She's probably still getting over that desert trek where she had to spend a week with Craig David.
In fairness, she's kind of done her penance, hasn't she, really, for comic relief this year. So we'd understand if she didn't come in.
Now, Chris, when Dave was on a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that in January I climbed Kilimanjaro, and I mentioned that because I met Wilfred, one of our guides, who remembered you.
In a good way?
Well, he said... he was kind of derogatory about it. He said he implied that he... Well, he was pleasantly surprised you made it, because he implied that you were perhaps overweight. But it was the fags. It was the fags that...
Well, they do say... did you... well done, by the way, for doing
Cheers,
it.
Mate.
It is and it's one of those things where people don't realise how big it is. And I still get people going, how long did it take you to do that mountain? And you go, a week. And they go... A week? How big is it? And you go, it's massive. But I found, and this is a terrible, if there are any children listening, stop. But because of this, like, when I got to camp, I was so bored out of my mind that I would have the odd cigarette with a cup of ginger tea or water or whatever it was. And but I found that, weirdly, as a smoker, because I, you know, I probably don't breathe as healthily as everyone else, when the air thinned out, I didn't really feel it. So I didn't really get any altitude sickness, certainly nowhere near as bad as the non-smokers. So, yeah, I was puffing away willy-nilly.
Not cigarettes, just call them altitude training.
That's what the
altitude training sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you enjoy it, or did you...
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I really... The days were doable, and I had this kind of block about... I don't know if you guys went up the Barranco wall.
Yes.
and had a kind of... I saw a film that was introduced by Justin Timberlake about some Americans who went over, and they had a very acute camera angle down the Barranco wall, and you could see just how far down people might have gone should they slipped. And right. I'm not good with heights, but once I got through that and then started to feel ill, I thought, oh, I could really just do with being going home.
Well, we were really lucky. I'm the same as you. I'm scared of heights. And also, when I did it, I was probably best part of 2 stone heavier than I am now. Uh-huh. And but we were really lucky. When we had to do that ridiculous wall, it was so foggy and misty because you're so high up uh-huh. that actually you couldn't really see off the edge of the ledge. Right. So I kind of had no idea of the scale of it uh-huh. until I saw some footage of it afterwards, and that would have freaked me out. So I was actually quite lucky that you couldn't see anything.
But it took me about a week afterwards. When I came back home after about a week, I thought, oh no, maybe that wasn't so bad after all. Maybe I did a good thing.
Well, would you do it again?
No.
There you go. I think that's the answer.
Everybody says that, don't they?
Yeah. Let's get back to the 37-hour broadcast. What did Simon Mayo do? I mean, to keep going. Have you spoken to him about it? Because he holds the record at the minute, doesn't he?
Yeah, interestingly, he said this morning when he was on the show with us, he said that he didn't sleep. He said that he obviously had this allocated rest window, as we do, this 5 minutes every hour, but he said he couldn't use it. He said that it took him so long to relax afterwards uh-huh. that he just kept going. So there's no good way of doing it. You've just got to, as he said today, he said you've just got to get on with it.
And you're doing a show on Friday, Chris? As well, are you getting Friday off?
There is talk, Fred, of if we get to Thursday night, uh-huh. there is talk of, depending on how we are, of pushing through to Friday's show and then ending at the end of Friday's show.
What would that be in hours?
51 and a half hours.
Go for it.
Well, yeah, cheers. I tell you, I'll go for it if you go up Kilimanjaro again.
No. Can I phone in?
Yeah, of course you can.
Right,
come
on. Give you a shout. I don't know. I'm not in London this week, so I can't pop in, but we'll arrange something. Maybe we can do something Thursday morning.
That'd
with
be
you.
Good. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Yeah, we got a very special treat this morning. Can I play you my new present that I got today?
Yeah, please do.
We got a message today which has just put the biggest smile on my face. Can I play this?
Go for it.
All right, here we go.
Hey there, this is Charlie, the Warlock Sheen, giving a big shout out to Chris Moyles and Zero Comedy Dave.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Charlie Sheen, how lucid is he?
Well, we tried
now,
to
he might have some advice on how you can stay awake for 51 hours.
But unfortunately, his advice doesn't comply with the rules of the Guinness World Record.
Yeah. if he can do it, then as I said, it's completely different. But no, we're gonna give it a crack. So if anybody, we're on the radio for, as I said, for best part of 2 days. And if anybody wants to watch any of it, on the red button at any time, whenever you're awake or you're bored in front of the telly, you can sit and watch a little bit of it. And it's all for comic relief. If we can raise a few quid, then that'll be great.
All right, guys, many thanks for joining us.
Thanks, and you give
Fred.
Our love to Big Glenn and
Big
Katie.
Thank you,
Katie.
I'll pass it on.
We'll speak to you at some point during the week. But all the very best. And they kick off at 6:30, Wednesday, 16th of March. It's all for Comic Relief, which is just getting better and better as the years goes on. And given that they're going to do that for Comic Relief, well, you're probably thinking, what can we do? Well, everybody can do something funny for money.
Get ready.